Hello, lovely hogs. Andrew here, and we are so excited to bring Trusty Hogs Live all over the world. Yes, as you listen to this, we have one date left in Australia at the Sydney Factory Theatre. That is on the 27th of April. And then we are back in the Northern Hemisphere with Dublin. Yes, we are so excited to come to Ireland for the first time. We're bringing Trusty Hogs Live to the Laughter Lounge on the 4th of June. Tuesday the 4th of June in Dublin, there's going to be an Irish history lecture from Heather. There's going to be drunken karaoke. There's going to be problem solving. All sorts of chaos. All the usual. It is not to be missed. Make sure you get your tickets early because we are expecting to sell out. TrustyHogs.com/tour for all the tickets and info. That's Dublin on the 4th of June. Then we are into July with Bristol, Brighton, Edinburgh in August, London at the Clapham Grand on the 16th of October, and then we close out our tour in Manchester on the 6th of November. So make sure you go to TrustyHogs.com/tour. Get your tickets quick because some of these are already sold out. Some of them are very nearly there, and we cannot wait to see you.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This week, it is definitely episode 99. We double checked with Andrew. We don't want to hear about this on Instagram. I don't need to see your memes. I don't need his little voiceover interruption where he's like, actually, they got it wrong, as if he wasn't in the room and couldn't have told us.
That's
then,
the
sidebar.
What? No one knows.
Why wouldn't you just say it?
It's every time we're recording, we go,
it's
what episode
editable.
Is it, Andrew? What episode? And you go,
it's
99.
Editable. Yeah, and then you say, they got it wrong. You tell us.
This is entirely me. I accept full responsibility. I even wrote it on the whiteboard.
Now you do. But listen, there's no good writing an apology in the following week's newspaper. Do you know what I mean? Say it in the same size font, Andrew. Interrupt this intro to say you're sorry.
Okay,
welcome to the good vibes of Trusty Hogs.
Hello.
And
hi.
For anyone who hasn't listened before, I mean,
where have you been, my love?
Where have you been? It's been 99 weeks.
Welcome, my loves. Oh my God, you have 99 episodes to catch up on. You better get on it.
There's a lot of backstory.
There really is.
There's so much backstory. I've been divorced.
No, you... no one would marry.
You've given away 5 babies. It's been a mad old time.
Such an Irish cliche.
Through the fog, step forth the trusty hogs. Yeah, you're gonna give them your problems and they will solve them. Or maybe they won't, and that's your problem. They'll have guests. Oh, it's Helen and Catherine as the trusty hogs. Trust the trusty hogs, or maybe not.
No, we're going to focus. Okay, Helen, for once I stayed off Instagram for a little bit and it turns out I missed something because everyone keeps asking me, do you know what's going on with Helen? And I don't. What's going on with Helen?
Just really quickly, how are you? Just say good so I can move on. So
good.
I feel like I've asked you. Yay! Okay, I'm also thriving. I have done, so I'm doing my European tour at the moment. I've been Copenhagen, Oslo,
nice.
Helsinki,
nice.
Stockholm.
Nice.
I've been fucking all
nice.
Over the place.
Which has been your favourite?
Oxford.
Oxford was your favourite?
No, they've all been nice.
Okay, they, good.
Oh no, wait, there was one that was like super dodge. Which
what
one was
it?
That? I can't remember now.
Oxford. Probably.
No, Oxford, you guys were delightful.
They're so nice. Firehouse?
Yes!
Fire station, yeah, lovely.
I've never done it there before.
Oh, it's lovely.
I've been touring. I've been meeting little hoggies. I think we've got hogs everywhere apart from Helsinki.
What's going
and
on,
if
Helsinki?
They were there, they didn't say anything, which I also totally respect to be like, I'm not aligning myself with whatever's happening on stage. You know? Sometimes I think
they
people
came
are
in
like,
as hogs and they left us as unsubscribers.
I didn't think it was a very hog-heavy crowd because there were only 2 girls who were like, we like Disney. And everyone else was like, mm-hmm. What the fuck's wrong with the big lass screaming on stage?
Yeah.
Like, but
yeah.
I had a lovely time and I thrived. Here's what happened. I can't believe you haven't seen this on Instagram.
Just get on with it. What did you do?
Because Andrew knows. Okay.
Did you go somewhere weird in Helsinki or something?
I did, but that's not this.
Oh.
I got thrush because I'm a woman.
I know, you told me that.
Yes. Now, how do you treat thrush? What would you do?
Well, we both had thrush at the same time because I was on antibiotics.
Mm-hmm.
And so first of all, I took probiotics ahead of the antibiotics to make sure that it didn't get too bad. And then I just...
Okay, what the fuck is this?
You can get two forms of treatment. Well, obviously you can get cream, but you can get either a tablet that you take or you can get a pessary that you insert. I got the tablet that you take once. I'd never done that before. Actually, cheaper and it worked.
I've heard a lot about this tablet this week. A lot.
But the pessaries are like pink and you have to pop them in, right?
They're not pink.
Or they're like, you put them in like almost like a tampon and you just shoot it up. But wait.
Right. So now, but I know that now. I want you to know that I now know that. So you don't need to shout at me.
Put it in with your fingers.
I wish I had thrush. I usually, if I have thrush, it's not that common that I
have it. You only need one pessary,
and when I have
Helen,
you'll need one pessary. Just assume that everything you're going to say, I now know due to a lot of angry people on TikTok and Instagram. I had thrush.
Yeah.
I thought I want to get this done quickly because I want to swim in the pools in the hotel. Because for some reason they've put us in lovely hotels, which, by the way, I think is where I got the thrush in the first place.
It's not been the nice hotels. It's definitely the fact that you have your period and you rewear the same trousers so much.
It was, it was the trap. But you know what? Fuck you. I needed to keep a pair clean, so I thought I'd wear the same pair for you're a fucking cunt, okay? Because I went to Boots when I was in the UK for 2 days and I got myself pessaries, because everyone was like, oh, you have to have a pessary. Have you got a pessary? Get a pessary. When I said I had thrush on Twitter or something.
You said that on Twitter before you went to the chemist.
Yes, Catherine, because I'm a sharer and I'm an open heart.
All right, okay.
And then I went to Booties in Covent Garden.
Sure.
And I got, I said pessaries in women's like health. And I was like, perfect, I'll get that. And it said like 7 days. And I was like, 7 days of tablets, that makes sense.
You have to take seven pessaries?
Seven pessaries. And then I opened the box.
I thought it was just like a one-shot wonder.
No.
Sorry.
This is Boots. This is the chemist in Britain that everyone uses. So clearly it's right, okay?
Okay.
You're pissing me off now.
I'm just asking questions.
I got 7 days worth of pessaries.
Fine.
And then obviously I go home and I'm like, right, I'll start my course now. I'll take them in the mornings. So I like got one out and I was ready to go
take
the next
them in the
morning.
Because it gets all dischargy, so it's better to do it overnight.
Right, but how does it get dischargy? Because I took them orally. Because wait for this. It comes in a blister pack.
I need a moment.
Because I'm not having to become another
moment.
Helen pissed herself in the stairwell thing.
I need a moment. Helen, have you been to a doctor?
No, but I have spoken to some people on Instagram who work in the medical
pumped?
Field.
How many of the seven did you...
Four. That's the main stress. Because it was after I'd taken the fourth one, I like saw the package. I did like a double take and I was like, oh my God. And it said like, do not take orally, like 20 times over the package, really clearly.
It presumably also said pessary on it.
Yeah, but I don't know what a pessary is. I just thought, what a fun name for a tablet. I thought it was a bit different because usually they're a bit Latin-y, aren't they? But I was like, oh, that's all right.
Couldn't say cunt tablet more clearly.
It could have. It really could have. It could have been called cunt tablet. Also, everyone's like, how did you swallow it? It's like, it's not that big. I thought it was a fun shape.
You're so straight.
I was a little bit like, oh my God, like it's fun that it's got like a diamond pointed edge, but I guess it's like put that towards the back of the tongue.
Was there no insert device for your...
No, there was no insert device.
So just expecting you to use your hands.
So
all right.
What sort of woman gets a blister pack of tablets from Boots and goes, oh, I imagine that's a cunt one. I've never in my life...
The ones
gone,
who bought the tablets, the pessary, for her thrush, that woman. So hang on a second. Have you actually managed to deal with the thrush? Do you still have thrush?
Okay, not anymore, no. I'm telling you.
Wait a second. Didn't cure it.
I did. After I realised, I Googled it and it said... If you take one by accident, go straight to A&E. But I was in Scandinavia. I don't want to go to another Scandinavian hospital because I've been there, done that. Like, it wouldn't be a fun new experience,
Helen,
right?
You need to have your stomach pumped. Are you full of...
And I had a gig four days worth. One day, they're like, A&E, 4 days. And I'm like, I'm fine.
You're
but
full
I felt
of
good.
Thrush cream.
So I went for lunch with Evelyn Mock, Sarah Schaefer and Olga Koch.
Are these now the names of the pessaries or are these comedians?
Comedians.
And they're not just what you named the girls inside you.
And all of them were like, what the fuck have you done? But I felt good. I nearly shit myself the following 3 days.
Of course you did. You were full of cream.
I had a very creamy belly. But I don't have thrush anymore. And then also I put the next like two. I haven't taken the last one yet because I don't think I need it. I'm up my vagina.
Yeah, no, that's
number
correct.
One, careful how you put it up there because my one sort of like latched on as it was going in onto the wee-wee hole. And I felt like I scraped it.
Your wee-wee hole's not on the way in.
Your wee-wee hole is on the way in. Go, right.
What?
Your wee-wee hole is at the entrance of your vagina.
Yes, but not on the walls.
So when you're going into it, it is on the walls. It's like a little, like, outside of the walls thing.
You stress me out so much. Okay, next.
Wait, no, because now I'm going to get worried about my body. No, I know it's fine. I've had, what's it called? When they put the clamp in, the big one, and they get you to put your fist under your bum and cough. What's that called?
What?
Sexual assault? No. No, what's it called? The smear test! Smear test! I've had a smear test, so I know it's fine. And I put the pessary up there. And how about this for... Helen's disgusting because she ate thrush cream. How about why are people putting it up there? Because you wake up and you feel like you've wet yourself. You do.
Yeah, because that's what I was saying. It's like you take it at night because it sort of discharges. It essentially lets out the medication that is now currently
horrible.
Swimming around in your stomach.
No, I think it's diffused through...
Diffused,
to my
emoji.
Vagina. Well, the tummy is close to the vagina. Isn't it? Low down.
How are we 12 minutes into this episode and I'm exhausted?
But I'm saying
eight
this is
minutes?
A...
Time has lost all meaning.
This is more of a PSA for people listening to this
Nobody
with vaginas who might
it.
Need...
But wait, are you
I am not the only one. There are some people online.
Are you telling me you never rang 111 or...
It actually says...
I was in Stockholm.
I was looking up the things and it says, please contact your accident and emergency department immediately.
Immediately. That's after one, yeah. But I did feel... What you're not remembering...
After two, it's fine.
After four, I think I would know by then. Also, I just had a breakfast buffet. Like, I think I was doing fine.
As in, like, you'd put anything in there?
Just me at the breakfast buffet, just swilling orange juice in my vagina.
And thrush cream.
Does this count as a filtration? Get pulp. I don't know why I said that. That was horrible. That was horrible. But what I'm saying is, like, it's an option for treatment.
No, it's not an option for treatment.
It's a possibility because I no longer have thrush, which means this weekend I will be swimming and I will
because
get it
Because you
again.
Put them in your vagina afterwards. That's why. Where are you going this weekend?
Paris.
How do I go on this European tour? It's heaven.
Paris and Harlem.
Who booked all these?
Live Nation.
Fair fucks, Live Nation.
But it's booked by Anna. She's a fan of this podcast.
Anna,
hi Anna.
Me on this
hi
tour,
Anna.
Anna. Okay, first of all, Anna, please, can I go? And secondly,
you've got to go.
While we have your attention, and we're just asking for you to.
And
book
Anna
us.
Knows who you are because she books Comedy Store.
Anna, please, please, Anna, I do the Comedy Store. Me nice. And also,
me nice.
Me nice.
Fucking hell. I'm sorry, I'm the one that put the vagina tablet in my mouth. I know that.
Second thing to say, I was about to help you and now I don't know why I'm doing it, but I'm going to
no,
do it.
No, help Helen.
Speaking of listeners who could help us, if you work at a big corporation or a place that's having a Christmas party, guess what Helen and I do? We do gigs for corporates.
Oh my God.
And it occurs
okay,
to me
okay, Catherine
that-
does. I've done one for Kimberly Walsh of Girls Aloud,
okay, well,
releasing a collaboration with Wix.
That actually sounds amazing.
Yeah, it was life-changing.
Wix the website or Wix the tool place?
The tool place. She was releasing some new paint colours.
I know, it's not what you expect. It's not what you expect. But, yeah.
But they were doing some paint colours and it was me and I performed to Kimberly Walsh and four of our friends.
But I'm just saying, you can always email Andrew and he'll pass it on to our agents or you can email our websites. But yeah, we do, if in case you're wondering if any, like, you want something to host your Christmas party or do a quiz for your Christmas party.
I would like to do one at Hamley's.
I do them at whatever business.
No,
is.
Okay.
Well, not like whatever
spas,
business.
Spas, like face mask places, what? Botox no workshops, curly hair salons.
Yes.
Oh, anywhere that sells like suits
Pilates
that
places.
Like women wear.
I'll do but we do corporate events is what I'm saying, if you want or corporate gigs, and Helen and I would gladly do one together, I'm sure.
I should want to do more.
I'm doing
more
quizzes, I'm doing a lot of Christmas
money.
Quizzes this year, I'm excited.
Wait, how many Christmas quizzes are you
well,
doing?
Well, I mean so far one, but I've done one before and fingers crossed more.
We need to organise a Christmas thing for Trusty Hogs this year. We haven't done it.
Oh, good
is it
point.
Too early because it's September to be
good
discussing
point.
This?
Well, I went into Tesco's yesterday and they have got Christmas stuff now.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Well, what I would say is on the 100th episode, we will have a little mini announcement as well.
Yes, yes.
In relation to what Helen just said, which we'd already discussed, but she seems to have forgotten, I guess, a bit like how pessaries go in your vag.
Wait, are we fucking joking? What are we doing?
Helen!
Why am I not told these things?
You are told! You're actively supposed to be helping!
Oh yeah, no, I know about that. Oh yeah, no, I will respond to those
God.
Messages at some point.
What the fuck? What is wrong with you?
I thought we'd like booked something and no one had told me.
Of course, you're ignoring our
fucking emails.
But
yes, I'm coming
to
yours that night, right?
Can you just shush that? Yes. Don't give a spoiler.
Okay.
Cut that out, Andrew.
We're
leaving it.
We're having sex in the bath. For the patrons. Should we bring on our guests?
As if I would let your thrushy cunt into my bath.
Oh, poor Helen.
Please welcome to the podcast.
It's Tom Ballard. Hello, it's Helen Bauer, plugging my tour. What are you doing, Helen? I'm plugging my tour. My new show, Grand Supreme Darling Princess, is on tour at this very moment. I'm in Paris this weekend. I'm in Harlem this weekend. And then I'm going to Poole. I've got a week at London, the Soho Theatre, from the 25th to the 30th. I'm Brighton, Maidenhead, Manchester, Winchester, Belfast, Cork, Dublin, Leeds, Nottingham. I'm everywhere. I am everywhere. Go onto my website, helenbauer.co.uk, and please book tickets and bring the coolest, coolest people and ideally Disney fans because it makes such a difference. Love you so much. Good day and welcome to Down Under
racism.
With Tom Ballard. How's really? That racism?
It's offensive.
It's a celebration.
It's offensive.
Of the Aussie culture.
Oh, it's a tribute, is it? It's a tribute, yeah? You didn't need to black up as well, Helen. Jesus Christ. Oh, my God.
I love Australia. You've got an opera house. You've got that big rock in the middle of it.
Oh,
you know,
God.
A country is really pulling at straws when they've got, like, we've got a rock in the middle. Is that a thing? Should we make that one of our UNESCO World Heritage
It's lives. A really good rock.
It's just a rock.
You're just a rock.
Ooh.
You didn't go. Of course you didn't go. You just did Sydney Perth.
No, but I do want to go see that rock.
It is extraordinary.
Oh, sorry, where is it?
It's what bang is it? The centre. It's called Uluru. It used to be called Ayers Rock, but that's the colonizer's name. But Uluru is absolutely fucking stunning. You can't believe it.
And there's
a
town near it called like Alice something.
Alice Springs.
Thank
lesbian
so much.
Capital.
That's what I was going to say.
Hello,
I watched the
Alice Springs.
Miriam Margolyes did a series
yes.
about she's got Australian citizenship and she like right. drives through Australia and she arrives in Alice Springs and like every town she goes to, she's like, oh, I don't know how it's going to go with me being a lesbian here. Like, I yeah. feel a bit. And then she arrived in Alice Springs and they went, we're all fucking lesbians here. And she was like, no, that can't be right. And then they get out the statistics because they'll see like, the lesbians got a spreadsheet or something.
Of course.
And it's like the percentage of lesbians is so much higher than anything else.
Whoa.
And they've all just gathered in this town called Alice, yeah. which makes fucking sense.
Springs, which also makes sense.
I forget the story. Maybe there was a commune movement. You had lesbians
yeah,
starting
yeah, yeah.
communes left, right, and
center
in the 70s.
Not just lesbians. People in Australia. Every creepy podcast I listen to is about an Australian-based commune
like family
or cult. Yeah.
yeah
so
okay.
I just think there's too much land
right.
for people not to be like, let's go into the middle of it and be weird
society.
About some guy.
Oh my
yeah.
God, I didn't know anything about this. Have you been part of an Australian commune?
I have not been, no, myself.
I mean, the Melbourne Comedy
But there are
Festival.
Loads of them, right?
Well, yeah. Well, I think it's
historically.
In the 70s, it was like feminist and lesbian separatist movements and queer people started their own little queer communities and there are a few of them still going. There is a place called Fairyland, I believe, in New South Wales,
yes!
which is just queers.
Wait, fairy or fairy?
Fairy.
Fairyland.
Fairyland. I can't do it, but I am thrilled.
Yeah.
And that's gay men.
That's. I think it's sort of queer, anybody,
okay,
men, women,
amazing.
Anything in between, whatever you like.
Fairyland.
Heaven uh-huh. delicious. Great. How are you, Tom Ballard?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Good. You've just done Soho Theatre and the Edinburgh Fringe. Are you exhausted?
I'm deeply exhausted, actually. I also did ketamine on the weekend, so I'm really tired.
Oh my God.
But
huge
mainly the
few months. Huge few months.
Wait, cat's the horse tranquilizer, right?
Well, sure. You know, that's one use. But yes.
What does it make you feel, cat?
You've never done cat?
I've done
no,
cat. It was my first drug I did.
Yes,
but I'm not joking. It was the first one I did when I was 18. And I remember having such a small amount.
Yeah.
I remember being told, like, always start low. You can always take more. And I was like, I didn't feel anything. Like nothing.
Yeah, yeah. Like we're bigger people. Like maybe we need a little bit more.
That's what I was thinking. Because like my friends, I'll be having the same
as them.
It depends
on the size of the horse, does it?
Yes, I guess.
Oh,
so,
right.
Yes.
Okay.
And I'm like you know, put a battle on
we're
me. Do you know what I mean?
Like, yeah.
I'm a war horse. Like, I'm not on the beach doing rides for kids. I'm on the front lines in Afghanistan.
You're no Shetland pony.
You're
I got
Shetland,
you.
Yeah.
I'm a little Shetland. Hey, hey. Or like an Icelandic pony. Hello.
I'm the horse that you're sort of like trying to get the spunk out of, and everyone's like drawing straws as to who gets to milk me.
Oh, good God. Okay.
A real runner.
So you did enough ket to feel something.
Well, actually, mushrooms was the main thing on the weekend, which just...
Oh, you did a mix.
Just little mushrooms and just made me giggle, just enough to just make me laugh. My
what
ass
does
off ketamine about 5 hours.
Do to you?
Well, I mean, you take too much, then you can enter the K-hole, of course, which is
what
sort of no
mean?
Good.
What does that mean?
K-hole is...
Ruben K's gig.
Ruben K's gig is named after the experience of having too much ketamine and entering a space in which you feel like you can't get out of it, I suppose, and you're kind of spiraling.
Oh,
and
God.
Like the, yeah, it's not good. The okay. K-hole is no good. But if you take enough, it's just... I mean, I'm not recommending endorsing drugs.
Oh, we're not endorsing drugs at all.
No, we're not, of course.
But
and what does it make you feel?
And how much is it? It just makes you, my experience is like tingly and warm and nice and feeling good. Yeah.
Right,
see, that
okay.
sounds nice to me because like I still haven't done mushrooms, even though I remember like I got given a box of them last year and I was like, I'm going to do mushrooms. Yes. But I never did them. And then it was too long when I Googled it and they were like, they're probably done. Like, get rid of them.
You swallowed thrush medication that was meant to go into your vagina. But you wouldn't try a couple of months old mushrooms?
No, because I respect my body.
You ate you
my
ate four pessaries, but you wouldn't give mushrooms
didn't
a go.
I eat them. I swallowed them. Why does everyone think I keep eating pessaries? I got a message from my mum because someone saw it on Instagram being like, my darling, I heard you've eaten a suppository. I was like, how did we get here?
Is it still called a suppository if it goes in the vagina?
No, that's ass.
Yeah, it's a pessary, I think. Or oh. a suppository. It's still...
No, suppository is just for ass.
Oh, is it?
For shiz.
I don't know that you're my authority anymore because you ate pessaries. So.
Swallowed.
It's hard to take you seriously when you...
Do you know what I'm saying?
Put the thing for your vagina in your mouth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So when do you go to Australia again?
The 21st of September.
Okay, fabulous.
Yes.
So you're here for the nice part and then you go back for the nice weather there.
Barking off. Yes, and then it's
Smart.
Starting to get warm down
it's my
there.
My friend Libby Denman's Smart. Birthday.
What's that?
September 21st, Libby Denman's birthday.
Do you know her?
No, she lives in Fleet.
She's just a friend of yours.
Yeah. Nice, isn't it?
Really good. I think the suppository is kicking in. And
happy
kick.
Birthday, Libby.
I think they're mixing.
Wait, I want to do...
Did you Google?
Rectum, vagina or urethra.
Is a suppository. Mm-hmm.
Is a suppository.
It's just the act. It's the action rather than the... Like,
yeah.
Wait, you can put... Look, even I know that I would not put anything up my wee-wee hole. That feels bad.
Well,
that's too little.
They can put stuff up there.
Do you want me to Google urethral suppository and see what comes up?
Yes, please, because okay. I would love to know what size would be required, because I don't know whether this is a brag, but I've
do
got an incredibly
in
tight
sizes?
Urethra.
Oh!
Do you want it in food
my
sizes?
My urethra
like...
is snatched.
Wow. Andrew needs to give it to you in food sizes, like Tic Tac or lentil. or...
I wouldn't get a Tic Tac up there.
Meatball?
It's an alprostadil. Alprostadil is a urethral suppository. It's for erectile dysfunction, fun.
Oh, okay.
So not for ladies.
Not for us.
Okay, that feels better because I was like, I don't know how I'd get that up there.
Because people do put things up there. Men do put things up their urethra, don't they?
Oh, do you?
Well, it sounds like they do for... I don't. Hashtag not all men. Okay,
yeah,
Catherine.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, it sounds like they put it up their urethra to try and fix erectile dysfunction.
Yeah.
That's like medicine's
worse
than...
It's a vasodilator, so just like...
Somebody told me this horrible story where their friend works in A&E and this guy came in having... He was...
Came in what?
Okay.
Hey! He's on fire! Catherine, it's banter. You have to high five.
Banter!
Okay, well.
It's kind of fairy land.
Such
a silly country.
But so listen, he had kept coming in with these infections in his urethra. So like, and they were like, it's the same guy and it's the same thing every time. And eventually the doctor had to be like, dude, we can keep doing this, but what the hell is going on? Like, you might as well just tell me, like, what's going on?
Yes.
Because it's not like just like a normal infection. This is like, what the hell is going on? He was like, okay, look, I take a tube, a silicone tube, and a like, what are those called? Like a, what are those things you pour stuff into to filtrate? Like a...
Colander?
Dish.
Yeah, I guess, basically. And funnel. A funnel.
No, that's part of the dish.
So close. Yeah. And I get... I put wine into my urethra for as much as it can take. And then I piss that wine essentially back out into the mouth of another guy.
Yeah. Oh my God, that's so fit.
And
it's like Jesus stuff.
The doctor was like, stop.
Yeah.
As is the only thing to do. Sure. But my point is,
no, that's kink shaming. Medicines. You should go through different wines. Maybe it's some sort of like, do you know what I mean? Like a different, like a fermented wine or
Prosecco
something.
Prosecco or something.
Prosecco, imagine all the bubbles. That would take up too much space. Right. But anyway, yeah, so people can get stuff up there is what I'm saying.
All right, I see that story and I raise you this.
Come on then.
Here we go.
I used to do a bit of stand up about this and it's no good.
No.
A man was going into the hospital on a regular basis and was having a similar infection in a stoma, which is a hole in the side of the stomach.
Yes.
I think he had some kind of cancer and so had to, have the stoma bag to get rid of all his waste. And it was just constantly getting infected. And the doctor said, this just keeps happening. What's going on? And he said, oh, well, my boyfriend fucks me in my stoma. And so that's probably...
Every hole's a goal. Every
what?
Hole's a goal.
What do you mean? Fucks him in the stoma.
I mean, fucks him in the stoma.
Exactly what Tom just said.
What do you mean?
Yeah, I mean those words and the words that those things mean.
Hang on, you're saying they unhook the stoma bag?
Yeah, I guess,
and
yes.
And then the hole that's
the hole that which it comes out of is a sexual hole.
Why? Who is that pleasurable for?
The guy who's fucking the hole, obviously. But then again, like I said from my old boss Ben when I was 15, this is the thing, the hole always enjoys it more than the thing penetrating. Because if you put your finger in your ear and wiggle it around, what feels better, the ear or the finger?
It does.
Because the ear's an erogenous zone.
But the things in the finger and the penis are very different.
Yeah, and the stoma is not the same as the ear.
When he said it, I was like, you blow my mind open.
That's such a narrative of a bad
love. I wanted to fuck you.
Yeah, that's just like a bad...
No, I was only 15 and he was in his 20s. He couldn't have. Oh my God!
Helen, welcome to the fucking harsh world. Welcome.
I have so many shifts where it's just me and him on duty. Oh my God.
The hole feels better. So when I fuck you, it's actually for you. It's like,
yes.
No matter how bad I am and no matter how much it seems like I'm enjoying it more, you're not getting any pleasure. Actually, the hole is enjoying it more.
Even when I feel like I'm a sock just being pushed like this and I'm just there going, yes, I love it.
Yeah,
and it
you're
just
loving
actually,
it.
If anything, painful and
nope,
annoying.
You love it.
But I'm loving it and I'm being ungrateful because that's what women are.
Whoa, we went dark. We're real fast.
Well, I got another one for you.
Medical.
Oh my God, me too. I've got another one. It's a different kind of medical story. Do you want me to go?
Go, please.
Okay, so I just got told this the weekend from, I don't know if she'll want me to tell her name. Anyway, okay, so friend
it's,
of hers
it's literally
works with...
one of six, so...
No, this is a straight friend. You don't know her.
Whoa.
You have a straight friend that's
I
not me.
I keep you apart. Now then, she was... Okay, so her friend works with this girl.
Okay.
This girl went to Turkey for boobs. To be clear, not to have sex with women, but rather to get new boobs.
Yeah.
And came back and...
Came back where? I mean, it doesn't work as well, but I was...
It doesn't work.
It was pretty close.
Yeah.
She came...
Yes.
Home. Okay. And and she like a week later was having real pain after getting these implants, and she went into the A&E and they were like, have you had any, she's like, I'm getting really bad stomach pains, and they were like, have you had any like changes physically lately, are you taking any new medication? She was like, oh yeah, I got a boob job in Turkey. And they're like, okay, come through, let's have a look. And
there are heaps of spiders in
then
the boobs.
She put back on her when they wait for it. Then she put back on her clothes and they were like, do you know why your scar is so low?
And they'd taken out something.
A kidney. They took her fucking kidney.
This is the second one of these I've heard recently.
No!
I'm not joking.
The old switcheroo!
They took her fucking kidney.
I've heard one like
and
this.
And they didn't even put it in the boobs. They took it. They fucking took
this is
it.
Awful. I hope this person's okay.
Me but too. Not. She's not.
But
well, she's not.
What an amazing rack.
No, okay. Yeah.
She's not.
You do need kidneys, eh?
But you have to pick in life. Good tits.
Wow.
Or
one kidney down.
Isn't that insane?
I'd give up like a... do you need your spleen? Which one don't you
no,
need?
No, spleen feels like...
Appendix. Oh, yeah, right, okay.
And gallbladder. Can you get rid of a gallbladder?
Yeah.
I think that one you can just get rid of too.
So you can get rid of, something.
And also,
isn't that crazy?
That's crazy. They took the kidney.
They took her kidney. They took her fucking kidney. And then they just popped her on a plane and went, see ya.
Hooray.
Did they have a nice time in Turkey though?
I didn't get the details of the whole trip, to be honest.
Because if you're flying all that way, do you know what I mean?
Oh, no, listen.
Like, you'd want to go for a week's holiday before boob job. 100%.
And I hope she did. You'd want a tan.
Yeah.
Have you seen the breasts?
No, this is a friend of a friend who works with this person, so it didn't seem like the right time to ask for a tit shot.
A picture.
Maybe we could get some photos or something.
I would love to see
I'll ask now, obviously. It's been some time. So, fingers crossed. And listen, I gave it a shout out on the podcast, so I think if anything, should be.
Shout out.
Good luck with your new hand for a kidney.
Shout out to your boobs on the podcast. Now you.
Well, that's a tough one to follow there, I think. But the other one I heard, and this could be apocryphal, this came from a doctor friend, but I'm pretty sure it's right. Breading. Are you familiar with the practice of breading?
Nope.
I like bread.
Man is coming into the doctor and getting maybe something like food poisoning of some kind again, like having a recurring problem.
Uh-huh.
And they said, what's going on? And he said, well, I do breading.
What is breading? Breading. You fucking perverts.
It's when you fuck a loaf of bread.
So when you get a loaf of bread and you go to a beat, like a gay location of some kind.
Wait. A gay location is called a beat.
Like a beat is where men meet for sex, gay men meet for sex, like a public toilet or whatever.
Right, George Michael was
a
beat.
A beat.
I never had that word before.
Maybe there's a different term here, but yeah. And they would take the bread and they would use the bread to mop up the mess of the men.
Semen.
Yep.
Yeah.
And they'd eat the bread. And that's breading.
Why?
They get off on it.
Does it taste good?
They're king.
I'm sure it's not for the taste. No.
It's not for the taste? What? Then why are you releasing delicious
bread? Well, cum doesn't taste great in general. Like,
I haven't had it.
It's more the texture for me than the taste.
I don't think they're getting a knife and spreading. I think it's the
it's
mopping
like warm,
up and the
cottage-y.
Degeneracy of the practice.
The what?
The degeneracy. You know, it's
degeneracy.
Like dirty is like little. Yeah. Yeah, like, oh, I'm a
I'd
little
always,
bready
I think
boy.
Lurpak. Is what? Like butter or something I'd rather.
Andrew, why are you doing that for?
Yeah, Andrew, why are you doing that?
I'm not at the moment. I'm on a carb cut out.
I know it's...
Please tell me you're using Ryvita. Like Andrew's just crisp bedding up.
Just the lettuce leaf. I'll just have mine on a cough leaf,
it's incredible, isn't it? Gay men's two favourite things, cum and like avoiding carbs.
Yeah.
But then you have to... It's like a real dichotomy, you know?
The fuck is wrong with you?
I didn't do it!
For giving it a go because I love it. Do they use any specific sort of bread or is it just like Hobus?
I think it must be sourdough.
Like a focaccia would
surely
like, yeah, sourdough would make sense.
Surely the bread has to
sense.
Be good if you're not, like, if the topping's bad, you at least want a solid base.
Like you guys have a Wonder White kind of...
Here's my question.
Okay, I actually feel sick now.
I feel sick.
I'm picturing it. I'm
so
picturing
weird.
It. And because you said public toilet is a possible beat, it's like...
Is it coming off the floor? Is it coming off the loo? Is
it well, it depends on where
bodies?
They come. I mean, ideally on the body. The body's cleaner than the toilet floor at
what
that point,
what are you
no?
doing? Lads! Lads! Let's all have sex in our flats.
Love wins, Catherine, okay? This is part of our culture.
Love is love.
I mean, of all the sexual practices,
it's
not hurting anyone.
That was giving him...
It is hurting someone.
Well,
that man's going
him.
In there to the health care service.
Yes,
that's a waste
true.
Of everybody's time.
It is a drain on the NHS, yeah, that's true.
I love
and
it if breading was a significant drain.
I've
got a theory.
God.
It's just come to me. I think either you have these
come
medical...
Come where? Yes!
I think...
Let's.
I think either you have medical stories or you live them.
Mm.
And I've realised I don't have a single medical story for you guys. I think I live the experience.
Yeah. Yes. Well, because, yeah, you ate four pessaries
four.
This week. So.
Yeah. And then the egg thing.
Yeah.
And then like, yeah, I think it's been like a series of things where I'm like, maybe that's just me. Maybe I'll be someone else's podcast story.
Undoubtedly. Or ours.
We were talking about this outside. I said, you didn't read the packet, Helen? She said, well, you know, if it would be for chemo or something, I might have given it a skim.
Yeah. If it was an important medication, I would have read it. But for a
nothing
bit of yeast in the vagina.
Health of your vagina.
There's a lot of things more important than the health of my vagina.
Not for you, there shouldn't
for
be.
For sure. Why?
I would say for me, health of my body, especially the good bits, seem pretty vital.
What are the most important parts of your body?
For me, personally?
Yeah, vagina. Brain. Brain.
No, I'd have said, oh God, I'm such a basic bitch. I'd have said vagina, face.
Face, that
vagina,
famous medical problem,
face.
The face.
No, but in terms of like what I want to be well, vagina, face, teeth, tits, no, ass, tits, brain.
Wow. Ass is above brain.
You're not even going to have heart in there? You're not even going to consider the heart?
Hands. Well, heart, then after hands.
And you know all those other bits are quite reliant on the brain. It's quite
important.
Yeah,
listen, of course. But sure. Like...
Come on.
Okay, number one, brain. Number two, heart. Number three, lungs, which is mad because I smoke. But I did quit for 6 days.
That's good.
So it's in me.
Yep.
I can do it.
good to know that you can.
Then, I don't know, boobs. I had a boob scare once, but it turns out it was just a spider bite. But that did frighten me. Mm-hmm.
And did a whole bunch of spiders and come then, out of it?
No, but that would have been so fucking been sick. Really I know, because I had those spider awful. Babies last year that I grew.
That's a no.
Spider babies.
Really?
There was a spider's nest on my parasol, right. And I just let it be there. And then one morning, they were all like Charlotte's Web, like, salutations. Like, all flying. It was so cute.
Thank you, Helen.
Thank you. We love you. Oh, goodbye, friends. Goodbye now.
I'm so arachnophobic. I hate it.
But they were only so little.
I hate it. Hey, Tom, what kind of advice giver are you?
I try to be honest with my advice and try and help people where I can.
Me too. Okay.
My life's perfect, so obviously I should share that wisdom.
That makes it so much easier. Yeah. Okay, great. Well,
How can your life be perfect when you're part of a community that eats bread soaked in cum?
And that wastes good fucking bread.
We're not kink shaming. We're not kink shaming.
But we are a waste of food.
But there's got to be a line at some point.
Yeah. I would say A, I am kink shaming. And yeah. B, that's a waste of good bread. Some of us are allergic to bread. We'd love to be having bread, and we're wasting. Yes,
surely there's crisis. A gluten-free community that are breading.
Food. You should make your own. If you got to go breading, make your own bread. Okay, we all learned how to do it during the pandemic. Make your own bread. Take it out there. Get the jizz involved. Bread it up.
Can I make a suggestion for the community?
Stop it! Woman. Stop it! Stop it! There's my advice. Stop it!
Community. Banana bread.
Oh, yeah.
Because it sort of brings its own
because
flavor.
It's for banana bread. As in, like...
Oh, yes, very droll.
Nice.
Very droll. Yeah. Yes. Nice. Banana, because then you're bringing a flavour to the group.
That's nice. That's good.
Very nice.
Could you do pineapple bread? Is that the thing? Just because pineapple
makes taste better. Very funny, Andrew.
Bread pudding. I mean, basically, you're nice. Halfway there.
Oh, no, because now you've made it wet again.
I don't know if you know this, but every week I have to fight with YouTube to prove that our videos are suitable for advertisers. Not this week.
Don't fight for it. You know what, everyone? You don't have to be a patron this week. Enjoy our ad-free content. We're going to be ad-free, baby.
Get a bread company.
I was going to say, what about a bread machine? Yes. Bread making machine, bread maker.
Sunbeam.
Yeah.
This is brought to you by Sunbeam.
Bread makers, flour providers, butter. I'd advertise butter. People would be thrilled to hear of it. Wait till the gay boys find out about butter.
I can't believe it's not butter. It's just...
Slurp pack. Hey,
Catherine, that's actually not cool.
Yeah, Catherine, that's too far.
You went too far.
Can you have some dignity? Can you have some dignity?
Oh my god. Okay, so we usually get listener problems. Andrew, do we have any today?
We do. We have several.
Fabulous.
I feel so much more sick than I do Lisa, when I realise I had four portions.
Genuinely nauseous.
Of
don't say portions. They're not portions.
Four portions of cream in my belly. I feel worse now than when I found that out.
Don't say portions.
Slices.
Don't say portions. Okay, slices.
This problem's four.
This problem's going to be so sincere now, and we're going to have to pivot so immensely.
Okay, pivot. Everyone, pivot. We're ready.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Wow, this is from a poor young gay boy, and I don't know if I want to put him after
Bring
everything.
Him in. Bring him in. Bring him into our world.
This is from F.
Hi F, welcome.
Hi F.
As a bit of background, I, 17M, have a few groups of friends, but in almost all of them, I'm the only one that's never been in any form of relationship or even kissed someone before.
Preach.
In the group that I hang around with the most, there's around 10 of us who've been friends for around 4.5 years. They all know each other longer, but I kind of joined them after being ditched by some past friends. Anyway, we have two couples within the group who were friends first. This is all backstory you're going to need.
Okay.
Because a few weeks ago, more of the people in the group have started getting together, making my persona as the single one even more cemented. I am now the only person not in a relationship. Some relationships are also intra-friend group. Not long after this, I made the tragic mistake of watching Heartstopper season 2.
Oh God, we've all done it. We've all done it. We've all done it. We've all done it.
Twice in 1 week, don't judge me.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no, F.
Yeah.
I really like a line that we'll get to about this. Go on.
In this series, Nick and Charlie have such a cute relationship, but since it's never been in one, it's left me wondering if it's even possible or if that's just a Netflix fairy tale. Not only that, but it's left me feeling... It messed me feeling like even if it is possible, I feel like it won't be possible for me. I really don't know what to do about this feeling, and I feel like I can't talk to my friends about it as they just pity me as the lonely one. Oh. Any advice or thoughts? Much welcome.
Can I say something?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I had my first kiss when I was 19.
I've
had so many relationships, and I literally don't think anybody looked at me until then. And I had this feeling of like, oh God, no one will ever will fancy me. First of all, can I just say, you're 17, my sweet angel love. You're 17.
You could
that
be 32.
That is so young. Mm-hmm. But also that's so young. You're only just starting to meet people. Never mind, like I think also, can I just say, the people you should be pitying are the people who are dating people they know when they're 17. Every one of them is going to regret every one of those relationships, and you don't have to have that level of shame.
It's amazing that you have, like, you're in an opportunity to watch people going through these first relationships as well. Like, yeah. You can learn so much from watching people do them.
Yeah, but in Heartstopper, sorry.
The basic line is that you could have a boyfriend if you wanted a boyfriend. Like, you can have a partner. I could have a boyfriend next week if I wanted a boyfriend. You just go out with the first person that's interested. But the fact that you don't want to do that is also fucking amazing. Because there's no point. Like, we've all dated someone for, like, just because you're like, oh, I think I should. But you're genuinely not interested in it. You just feel like you're left out if you don't. But it's so miserable, and it's not fair on that person either. Like, just sit back and watch it all crumble into the shit when they all come running to you.
Agreed,
honestly, it's going to be the most amazing film you'll ever watch in the next 3 years
of your
life.
They're all playing with fire as well, dating friends. That's crazy. Good luck to the friendship group. Also, in Heartstopper season 2, regardless of his being ace or not, I love the character whose name is...
He's played by Toby Donovan. His name is...
Charlie or Nick?
No.
The bookworm.
Please. The asexual.
Yeah. The point is that he says, I think what is such
Jared?
A fucking vital... No, but what a crazy Australian guest. Jared? No one here is called
Jared!
That. Jared! No. I can say with certainty it's not that.
Such a silly
Bruce.
Country.
Was it Bruce?
Bruce. Yeah. Jared? No. And it's also not like Cormac or Michal. But...
What the fuck was that?
I was doing Irish stuff.
Isaac.
Oh, okay.
Isaac.
That's
yeah.
Pretty close.
Jared.
It's not even
Actually, it is. It feels biblical. Jared.
No,
and Isaac.
Get
yeah.
out of here. Thanks. Well, listen, he says this thing which I think is really interesting. He comes back from this hang with this boy, and they're all like, did you kiss? Did you like him? And he's just like, shut the fuck up. Mm. I am an interesting person. Mm. And the fact that you guys don't find my life fascinating just because I don't have somebody to tell you I kissed is so shit and bad friendship. So I doubt that your friends are doing that. But if they are, it's okay to remind them that you and your life are fascinating. And I'm guilty of it, right? Like, I am guilty of always asking my single friends, like, how's your love life? But, like, it's good to remind yourself, also if you're in a relationship, not to do that to every single fucking time to your single friends, because their life's also valid and very fucking interesting without all that.
And that's crucial, right? Like, you, and this is a lesson that I've had to learn a million times and will keep forgetting, but you have to be able to be happy not in a relationship, right? Like, you have to be able to love your life and yourself, and being in a relationship is amazing, and it can be an incredible part of the human experience, and it's wonderful, but you have to, you know, you have to be able to imagine your life being happy without a partner. Like, that's crucial, and not to do that bullshit cliche thing too. Certainly when I got to that place recently, just before I met my partner who I'm with now, I had sort of just having freaked out a lot about not being in a relationship for a long time, was just sort of like putting that to one side and just trying to be happy and living my life, and then that's when he came along.
Okay, as someone who's 32 and hasn't been looking for many years and still no one's shown up, let me be fucking honest with you. What you're going to want to do is you're going to feel awkward about never having a partner and not having a partner at the moment. In the next 6 months, you start wanting to introduce the idea of a boyfriend who lives in our equivalent of Canada, which for us, sadly, is Plymouth. Now, what you're going to do is you're going to meet him on a weekend away. You're going to wait for that weekend away to come. It might be with your family. No, you might go by yourself. 17. Catherine, the invention of a fake boyfriend is a tale as old as time. Elizabeth the First did it.
Not to be rude, but it's not that embarrassing not to have a boyfriend at 17.
It's so humiliating.
No, it's not.
Go to Plymouth. Make up a love story. Now, do not fake pictures. Do not make a fake profile, because that's when it starts going mental, okay?
Yeah, that leads
to a podcast. Suggestions, it's fun, and you chat with people. And you know what? You might meet someone in Plymouth. If you need to pretend that you've kissed and made out with someone or lost your virginity, follow your fucking dreams. It'll be a funny story later that you faked it.
None of this. It's completely normal not to have a relationship at 17.
No, you must go to France.
No. Oh my God.
And here's the shortcut. If you get to like mid-20s and you're like, oh no, I really would like someone, but I feel like nothing's happening for me, move abroad. Your accent will be charming.
That, I will say that.
That does work.
The amount.
But I will also say that Helen did recently swallow something that was supposed to go up her vagina. Yeah, so please keep that in mind.
How is that linked?
How
is that linked to dating as a seven?
And she also ate a pessary, am I right?
Yay!
Swallowing jizz.
Any other problems?
Yeah, like, do you want some more problems?
Yeah.
Yes, but I do think my option is valid.
Sorry, we've never had a guest so far be like, next. Nailed it. Next.
I've worked in broadcasting. I know, that's the peak.
Next.
We shout on Helen, like, next.
Done. Next.
It's good broadcasting.
Next, Jared.
Jared.
Bryce, next problem.
Would you like a different friendship problem or a sweaty problem?
Sweaty, because I'm literally like dripping right now.
It's very warm in here.
It's so warm.
Let's have it.
Hello, Hoggies.
Don't antiperspirate under your breasts. Is that the one?
What?
No, never mind. Oh. Just sometimes people antiperspirate under their breasts and it closes up your semi-permeable membrane and it's not good for your boobies.
Oh.
Next.
Wow.
That's all right.
Hello, Hoggies. Just to start with the usual pleasantries.
What's your semi-permeable membrane?
Like skin is a semi-permeable membrane. A leaf is a semi-permeable membrane. Like
is
anything.
Leaves under there?
No, just anything that has like, that is a solid but can absorb. Okay. I did biology for GCSE. Mm. A semi-permeable membrane. Mm-hmm. And then, like, so that your skin is a solid.
But why is it fine to put deodorant under your armpits but not under your titties?
It's antiperspirant. Because antiperspirant clogs up your pores and you need them to be able to.
But what's wrong with antiperspirant? They're not under your armpits.
Right? Antiperspirant also not under your armpits, but definitely not under your babies.
Right.
Well, where do you put antiperspirant?
Yeah.
Never, you never use it. It closes up your semi-permeable membrane.
It's actually a suppository.
Yeah. I know. Am I right?
I will
use
find
antiperspirant
out.
All the time.
Is
your armpits are going to fall off.
Okay.
Don't honestly take your medical advice from me.
All this talk about your breasts and your armpits is giving me a semi-permeable membrane.
Yeah. Hey! Is that a boner?
Like a semi.
Yeah. I'll take it. I'll take it.
It's good stuff.
That's like my first semi I've given in like months. Enjoy.
Thanks, mate.
How do you know?
You're right, actually. Sometimes it's hard to tell. Like
I saw your show in Edinburgh. Like, there are a few fellas there.
Oh my God, don't. Yeah,
big
yeah,
time,
yeah,
big
yeah.
Time, big time.
Like shifting in their seats.
I was after Helen's show in Edinburgh at the Monkey Barrel. And there are a few dudes in there.
Slow walks out.
Yeah.
The ranch walk.
Okay, being like,
here come the cowboys.
Yeah, I just need a few moments before I
leave. Not always from boners, often from just being uncomfortable being screamed at for that
I got
long.
Antiperspirant seems to be... The only sort of anti-perspirant stuff I can find is people sort of decrying all chemicals on our bodies. So
aluminium.
That's if you're going for a mammogram, it says here. Don't wear aluminium antiperspirant if you're going for a mammogram. But otherwise, it seems quite safe.
No, this is Google. This is Elon Musk. This is Elon Musk doing that.
This is the NHS
Never.
Website.
Never. The NHS is controlled
it's
by
the
Elon
NHS
Musk.
Website.
And
okay,
aluminium. Look in your deodorants and your antiperspirants if they've got aluminium in them.
Aluminium. What do you say?
Aluminium, yeah.
Aluminium.
Americans say aluminum.
We say aluminium.
Yeah.
Interesting.
What a fun moment.
Aluminium. I thought it was illuminating.
Andrew, write that down. That could be a clip. How do you say aluminium? Aluminium. Yeah, we all say aluminium. Okay. Bit of fun. I'm so sorry. No, not the middle finger. Oh, no.
Andrew, next.
Oh, next.
Okay. This is from A.
Hi, A.
Hello, Hoggies. Just to start with the usual pleasantries, you've been the soundtrack to my life for over a year now. I think it's fair to attribute both finishing my PhD and my inability to stop speaking like Helen to your podcast.
Oh, cutie.
People with PhDs are listening to this?
Yeah, those people have nothing else to do.
Now, she said she finished the PhD. Mm-hmm. Whether she received the PhD, maybe. Is
also, she probably finished it because she probably tricked herself by being like, I can't stop listening to these screaming women until I get it done. Yes, and then it was like, true. Okay, let's go.
I hope it's got loads of words that end in E in it. It's my PhD.
I've got a PhD.
Do you?
Pretty huge dick.
Hey.
No, I feel bad about high-fiving that.
I've got a PHPHLM, pretty huge labia minora. Like the lip.
Go on.
You actually have a pH imbalance if you have thrush. There you go.
I don't have any. Really?
Well, so you say.
I'm going to skip to the issue. My
no, complimenties. No, we'll be good. Nice. We'll be quiet.
It's reached a point where my boyfriend pays for my Patreon membership with the understanding that I'll just try to stop calling it my favourite poddy around him.
Feminism! Yes!
Poddy.
Feminism! Yes! He should be paying for your Patreon. All y'all should get your boyfriends to pay for your Patreon. That's amazing. Free
Very
Patreon.
Few of our female listeners have boyfriends, baby. Yeah.
This is actually a neutral name, so it could potentially be a gay man.
Well, God. Still feminism. Mm-hmm.
Still, nevertheless, feminism.
Nevertheless.
Patriarchy. Can we say it's fighting the patriarchy?
Sure.
Is that patriarchy. Gender? It's where your boyfriend pays for your Patreon. Nice.
That's nice.
Very good.
Nice.
We are so close to 1,000 patrons, by the way.
Woo! Come on, baby!
Please join us. My issue is that I'm a sweaty babe.
Yes.
I've been on antidepressants for a couple of years now.
Oh, preach.
And almost read that as antiperspirants. and the main side effect is how much I now sweat.
Yeah.
I'm
Same.
Not bothered day to day, but I started going to the gym at the start of the year. And despite assuming this would be the number one place to sweat in peace, it turns out it's where I feel the most self-conscious.
Yeah. Yeah.
Between trainers telling me to sit things out because I look like I'm struggling with this, or telling me this shouldn't be making you break a sweat, it's just a warm-up, or people pointing out when I sweat through my leggings, it's just not ideal.
Wait, stop. I know exactly, because I've only just started sweating like this recently, but I now sweat in a way that makes it look like I piss myself.
Oh, that, yeah,
that is
same.
Exactly what
That's
it says.
That's exactly what I've done.
It's awful.
I sweat through my leggings looking like I've wet myself.
Yeah, been there.
Like, yes, I am dripping Niagara Falls of sweat right now, but I'm fine and ready to wipe everything down. Leave me in peace.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You could bread it up if you want. I know.
No. Right, we're just going to quickly address that one there. Do not bread it up. Continue, Andrew. Bloody hell. Insane. It's absolutely insane.
No bread, no workout.
Your culture is disgusting.
Be respectful.
I know you must. I know Catherine has mentioned being on antidepressants and going to the gym, so I was wondering if she had any strategies. I know Helen is also a sweaty babe, so this feels like a perfect blend for the two of you.
I don't go to the gym, but I do take antidepressants.
I would say that my medication makes me sweat so much, and I get really self-conscious about it. And that the biggest time I get it are twofold, one at the gym and two at night, and it always makes me really embarrassed with new partners because I'll often be like very sweaty, it's really horrible, and I feel really embarrassed about it. And I recently got this gift. I basically, there was this challenge at the gym where, like, if you did all these classes, you won a, like,
we all remember your star chart progress.
You won a like a Sweaty Betty gift card to get, and I was like, I'm gonna treat myself and get some new leggings. And it's just the first time I ever didn't buy black leggings, which I always buy usually because of my sweat. And I bought brown.
Oh no!
And I wore them once because in the class I looked exactly like that. Like I had, like my wardrobe had broken, and I was like, fuck, this is awful. And I'm always so embarrassed that anybody would see my, like, before I wiped down the thing, I'm like, quick, because like I got off the machine this morning and you could see my entire vagina, like a whole body print. And it was like a potato stamp, but for cunt. And I was like, sweet Jesus. But the reality is this, everybody in the room at the gym has something going on. Somebody's like, oh God, I stink. I must stink. Somebody else is like, I hate my body. Somebody else is like, I don't know how to use this machine. On the whole, people are paying attention largely to themselves. Second thing is, if I were you and that instructor did that, I would just like sidebar with them and be like, hey, I'm on a medication that makes me sweat. I genuinely can do this workout. I don't need you to sit out. I promise I will if I need to.
Mm-hmm.
And make that their problem, because it's really rude of them to do that. And then, like, the fucking gym is where you're meant to sweat. It's absolutely fine to wipe things down. If you want to bring around like another cloth, for one for you, one for the benches, by all means do. But largely, I'm like, if anyone's judging you for that, that's on them. But it's completely... it's like nothing we can do about it.
Do you not think it'd be easier just to like make a big like pratfall whenever you walk into the gym and you spill a whole bottle of water over you, so if then you look wet, it's just an accident?
I always think, like,
just
honestly,
always enter with a big like,
no, but can I also just be like, who the fuck are these people at the gym who aren't sweating? These women who like wear full jewellery.
Right.
Do you know those? You're like, no. Or full makeup. I'm like, no, that's not what this is. I always honestly assume those people aren't working very hard.
Well, I'm always embarrassed if I'm not sweating at the gym.
Yeah,
that I feel like, what the hell am I doing here?
But I think in terms of solutions, it's like, I wear black at the gym, and black or white, they tend to show it less. And I bring a cloth with me for me and for that, for the machines. And after that, I would tell that instructor, you got it, and you can take yourself out if you need to. And then I'd be like, fuck this. If I can't sweat here, where the fuck can I?
Do doctors give you a heads up when you prescribe you medication? That's the side of it?
I got prescribed it like 5 years ago and I do not remember.
But also try find an antidepressant where the side effects aren't like, you might sweat or might not sweat. You might gain weight or lose weight. You might have nightmares or you might not. You probably feel suicidal, but then better. You may or may not get headaches all the time. You may or may not experience nausea all the time. You may or may not have like increased memory loss. You're like, honestly, they're reaming so many facts at you. And
also,
like,
you've got to be on the medication you've got to be on. Like, it's just sweat. It is just sweat.
Do you know what I mean? It's like, what's more embarrassing? Sweating at the gym or being like screaming in the street? I don't know. Like, I think I choose for now sweating at the gym.
How do you avoid sweat marks? Just like gym naked?
Is that an option? Oh, no. Like, I don't. I think white or black. And do you mean on your clothes?
Like, no, but just like going to the gym naked.
Mm. I don't think any gym would accept that. Even at Sweatbox, the gay sauna around the corner.
Where? No, it's the Soho Theatre.
Yeah.
I
didn't know that was a bakery. Yeah. Oh God, it's not a good feeling.
If I see a man walking into there now with a bag of Hovis, I'm going to be sorry.
I was gonna say that's fully naked every floor, but they have a gym room and there's like very explicit things. It's like must wear clothes at the gym, so I don't think naked gymming is an option.
No. And would we want it to be?
Yes.
No.
Like the because traditionally, sports were naked, like in Olympics in Greece, and everyone would compete naked.
But there's, remember that Seinfeld
Hello?
Episode?
Come on!
Yeah, no, that's a very good point. Yes, it's hard to imagine all that, like discus and everything.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But, you know, Seinfeld episode about this good naked and bad naked. I feel like working out and pumping steel might be pretty bad naked.
Oh, yeah. Bad naked.
Squats
right.
would be bad.
Yikes. Yeah.
God,
yeah,
I think just sweat and, like, you're gonna, like, it feels like a thing at the moment that people are looking at and you feel self-conscious about. But it's amazing what you're not self-conscious about with a bit of time.
Well, but Catherine's so right. And clearly this person has a pretty good sense of themselves and is like happy to be like, you know, yeah. I take this medication. That's fine. You have nothing to be ashamed of. So, yeah, sometimes you've got to confront it face on and say, I'm on this medication. It makes me sweat a lot. Let's crack on.
Yeah, I really do agree. I just, like, what else can you do? Mm. We can't just...
You can't stop sweating. Like,
yeah,
everyone's like, oh, just have a fan and have a cool drink of water. It's like, no, I'm sweating. Like, there's no, like, a bit amount of, like, a fan, like a little fan on me that's going to stop it completely.
And you also can't not participate in the world because of, like that's what makes people depressed. Like, exercise is good for your depression. Mm. Being amongst people is good for your depression. You're doing all the right things. Fair fucks to you. Also, like, anyone who goes to the gym deserves a medal.
I've got it.
Oh, okay.
Quit the gym. Water aerobics. Stop sweating if you're in the water. I knew I'd get there.
That's good.
It's not a bad plan. Is the person 84?
No, it's also young people with injuries.
Is the person 84 or recovering from a car crash?
It doesn't say, but I don't think so.
Then I think stick with the gym. something to consider.
They're all good options.
All good options.
Swimming generally, though. Swimming's yeah. Good way to keep fit and stay cool.
No, the answer to this person is not hide in the water, you little freak.
Hide in the water, you little freak. That's what we're saying.
Christ.
I still think the pratfall is just also an option.
Like every time, though.
It can be like slight. Are they doing the pratfall on your crotch? Like.
But are they naked while they're doing the pratfall as well?
No, clothes.
Oh, clothes. Okay.
Just
clothed.
Before we wrap this up, I am selling a pair of brown sweaty leggings. Once worn, I can wash them or not, depending on the price. Let me know on Instagram.
How stretchy are they? Do you reckon I could get into them? Because I could wear one for an episode.
Yes,
that's what I want. I could wear them for an episode so we could see and like we could take down Sweaty Betty. Unless you want us for corporates.
The saddest short story ever written. Brown pants, worn ones.
I love Sweaty Betty, by the way. Genuinely, I just need to stick to the blacks, damn. Hey, Tom Ballard.
Hey.
Where the hell can people find you? What can they listen to you on? Where can they watch you? When can they see you live?
Oh my
Tell
gosh.
Us everything.
Everything, though.
Everything. People can go to my website, tomballard.com.au. If they're in Australia,
.au? Is that spelled
Jared?
E-U-E?
A-U. A-U. That's fine. I'm touring my show Yes No around Australia in September and October. It's a
Very good.
Comedy lecture about... Australia's referendum process.
Oh, and he's good. He's so good. If you haven't seen him, funny. Aussies, you should go see him because he's freaking great. He's so smart and funny.
And if you're in Australia, you can see my special Enough on Paramount Plus.
Yes, Paramount Plus.
Which everyone has and loves and watches.
Everyone. If you don't have Paramount Plus, what are you doing
what
with your subscription
services? What are you doing?
Services?
Come on.
You have to have it. Me and my housemate actually had it for quite a long time, Paramount Plus, because he watched Yellowstone on it.
Oh, yeah.
And it was coming free for a subscription on the side of a pack of crisps.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I bought a pack of, I think it was like kettle chips.
Whoa, really?
And there was on the side, it was like a free Paramount Plus, so I left it out for Sunili because he loves his subscription services.
Love that, yes.
And then he signed up to it, yeah. And then we just kept buying crisps, yeah.
The other thing people might like is Deadlock, a TV show that I'm on Prime Video. I think you guys might like that too if you get a chance.
Oh,
it was written by the Cates. Heaps of lesbians in it.
Oh my God, yes please.
And it's like funny Broadchurch. It's like a real murder mystery thing.
Deadlock.
But actual crime. It's called Deadlock. It's on Prime Video. I play Sven in it. It's very good. Yeah.
Sven. Oh my God, can't wait to watch.
Wait, I want to watch this. Deadlock. Prime Video.
Let's have a viewing party.
You write that down for Helen
Let's
to remember.
Let's have a viewing party. I'd love that.
Do you want to come over tonight?
No. No, I don't at all, actually.
Sunil's out until 10:30.
Also, you've just reminded me that next week, I think on the 18th of September, Juice drops Moan Rizwan's new series, and I have a teeny tiny part in it. I can now say, woohoo!
And I have seen a picture of Catherine in the makeup chair when you were filming it, and
the makeup's
holy
intense.
Shit!
It's intense. But yeah, if you get a chance, give it a watch. All very exciting.
And okay, I'm on tour.
Yeah, okay, all right.
And at the Soho Theatre at the end of September.
Why am I replacing you at the Woolwich Words and Sounds Festival? That's a question.
Why?
For you. You were going to do that, and I'm doing it now.
On Wednesday?
Tomorrow night, yeah.
I'm filming a TV show. Thank you so much for replacing me.
Well, you're very welcome.
I was really gutted as well because I haven't explored that part of Woolwich that well as far as Pokemon stops and gyms go. And it's right by the river. It's very beautiful.
How do you feel about being a replacement, Helen?
Well, I feel like...
I appreciate it.
I was just as big and loud. So I feel like that's sort of...
Right.
We definitely do feel the same thing. Every now and again, because my show was just before Tom's, like the audience would be going out and they'd be like, oh, I'll be back in here in a minute. I'm watching Tom. And I'm like, good. That's the duo no one needs.
Like, strap yourself in,
all the best. And also like our room was like boiling because the show on before me did not have aircon or fans because
so
of climate
funny.
Change. So it was just like, and me and Tom, we don't make the space easier for people to be in when it's warm.
So funny. Yeah, that's like a headbutt of a double. That's crazy.
Oh, when people came out and they were like, oh, I'm going to be back. It's like,
Beth, and I wish you well.
Like,
and I really wish you well.
Special level of mental illness to want to see both of us one after the other.
Behave yourself.
No, but it is.
No, maybe they're just like hard of hearing and didn't think it would be so bad. Can you say that?
Yeah.
Okay.
You can say it.
But it
is rude.
It's rude to us because we're very talented.
All right, yeah. And loud, though.
Follow all of us online. We'll be tagging Tom and everything. Instagram, TikTok, mm-hmm. Facebook, X.
X.
Threads.
Grindr.
No!
One last high five for the girls.
And I'm on Hinge.
Are you?
Well, it's paused because of due to inactivity.
All right. Okay, she's on there every day. Guys, have a lovely week. Bye.
Thrive.
Thank you so much to our executive producers. We don't know where we'd be without you. Guy Goodman, Simon Moores, Mary Fox, Annie Tonner, Sarah Harkey Deacon, Oliver Jago, Anthony Conway, and Matthew Thomas. We are so grateful.
We're so grateful. I feel so panicked right now because of Trusty Hogs memes.
Why?
Have you seen the video they put up of like you doing thank you for the and thank you to the patrons?
No.
And Andrew's a donkey being really good. And I'm you know what? I'm not gonna say anything. You finish your list. I'm going to sit here quietly and then I'm going to show you the video.
Oh, I'm done with my execs. It's your turn to do the producers.
Thank you to our producers, done professionally by me with permission to speak from Catherine. Thank you, Richard Bicknell L, Richard Bold, Neil Redmond, Victoria Hutchinson, Emma Walton, Harold Van Dyke, Tim and Dom, David Walker, Rachel R, Sadie Cashmore, Claire Owen Jones, Jess and Nick, I'm doing so well with these names, Zoe, Sarah and Molly, who are currently on Rottnest Island. Enjoy Perth. Raya Fink, Cordelia Rachel Page, Helen A, Tina Lindsay, Graham Marsh, Amy O'Riordan, Abby Wharf. Which one is it? Is it Kai or Key? I can't do this again.
Key
Webb. I didn't say it wrong. I just asked. So that's still perfect. Matt Sims, Luke Bright, Leah, Kate Spencer, Tristan, Liz Fort, Taz, Chloe, Becky Fox, Amy, Emily G, Alex McPugh. That's great. Dean Michael McPugh. Dean Michael, Glennis Wood. Oh, come on, Stephanie. Give me a break. Okay. Stephanie.
She said you can do Steffi if that's easier.
No, it's not. I don't have a problem pronouncing Stephanie.
Stephanie's fine.
It's the second name.
Come on.
Stephanie Catracchia.
Catracchia, yeah.
Catracchia.
Give me a break.
Come on, Stephanie.
That.
Give me a break. Sophie Shivers.
Andrew's like Steffi as if that's the issue. Yeah,
Steffi. If you can't
it's
do Stephanie.
Steffi, babe. It's just Steffi.
Sophie Shivers, Mark, and Anthony, almost a clear streak. One more time, Key Webb.
I thought you were going to say one more time the whole thing. I thought you were like,
Key Webb, Key Webb. No, but now I'm going to, everyone just go on Trusty Hogs memes now and look at this video. I'm going to show you.